proclamation number 4125 dated the September 16th, 1947. Last judgment. Spiritualization of Earth. A strict judgment will be held at the end of times. That is, there will come a time when the composition of Earth can no longer be called earthly matter, but when all material substances will have spiritualized themselves, so that even the Earth will have become a spiritual creation like many others in the universe, each of which, however, lays claim to be a place of education for the spirit. And Earth will remain such a place of education for the spirit, only that its creations as well as its inhabitants can be called spiritualized, that the living being's life will proceed under different conditions and even their task cannot be compared to their present one. Earth, too, will have to go through such an era after an endlessly long period of time, and it is this era Jesus spoke about to his listeners on Earth. Every material creation has to take this path of development, that is, it is only condemned matter in the beginning and, after an infinitely long time, after eternities which people will never be able to assess, it elevates itself to a completely different level. It increasingly spiritualizes itself and can finally only be referred to as a spiritual creation. Yet these are immeasurably long periods of time, because all banished spirits first have to take this earthly material path so that matter will then have been completely overcome. Consequently, an endlessly long time will still have to pass until the complete spiritualization of Earth has occurred. And this duration of time is comprised of individual phases of development again. Each one on its own will be regarded as an eternity by as yet unenlightened people, because many generations will have to accomplish their full maturity during one such phase in order to attain a specific degree of maturity which then is comparable to the spiritualization on Earth. Every stage begins with spiritually highly mature people and ends with people whose inclination to the abyss is so strong that it will be fulfilled, that they will be banished again into the creations of the succeeding new Earth. These phases of development are in fact by human standards also infinitely long, but they will always come to an end one day, and time and again an era of development will start anew. Yet at the end of times the spiritualization of the once material creation will proceed ever faster, and the tests of will, which happen in every period, can become increasingly less, because all living creations will then feel the same, they will all desire to behold the countenance of God and therefore strive ever more sincerely towards God, or they have already been too far removed from God by the adverse powers to be able to return to God. And this is why they later, in spiritual creations, have to stay as spirits in places to which they are drawn, and this is the harshest punishment which can come upon God opposing spirits, since it is, after all, a state of complete blindness, a state of servitude, where helping only takes place against the servant's will, yet the person is unable to take any other path but to be of constant service until he surrenders his resistance. This, too, is a divine law, that every occurrence takes place on a small scale and then repeats itself in infinitely diverse variations. Jesus foresaw the end of this time. But you humans are only able to look forward to times which allow for humanly possible events. All of you only take one judgment day into account. But this will keep repeating itself as long as periods of salvation find their conclusion in accordance with divine will. Every judgment will end with the condemnation of the adversary's adherents and an admission into the spheres of light of those who remained faithful to God even in utmost adversity. and thus the last judgment will also result in the total destruction of all matter. But a completely spiritual new earth will arise, if only after such an endlessly long time that it need not be mentioned so as not to give people a false sense of security by proclaiming a new period of development in which they, in their opinion, would be able to make up for their neglect. The judgment which separates one period of salvation from the succeeding one will come irrevocably soon. This shall be proclaimed by seers and prophets who are called by God and whom he informs himself through his Spirit, for it is necessary for the whole of humanity to face up to the approaching end, to change their way of life and to improve their souls. For the time left to humanity as a final gift of grace will pass quickly. Soon the final hour will arrive and with it the judgment which will carry out a complete separation of the pure from the impure. Amen.